This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, The Impact of Isolation. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Imagine you're on another planet, slowly climbing up the side of a mountain for years, with nothing but dust and rocks for company. That's what life is like for one robot. Its name is Curiosity, and it's one of the robots with wheels that NASA calls rovers. This is a lonely rover, not the lost rover we've heard so much about recently. Alan Yu brings us this story of Curiosity and its human fans.
1 year after Curiosity arrived on Mars, the team at NASA marked the occasion by having the rover play a song.
I didn't think that people would pay attention to it.
That was Florence Tan, a deputy chief technologist at NASA. She came up with the idea, but it wasn't quite received like the team thought.
People were talking about poor rover. Is anyone else crying? That's the saddest birthday song I ever heard.
The YouTube video got more than 1.2 million views, and this is how lots of the commenters felt.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. I'm so very lonely. Happy birthday to me.
That's Ashwin Vasavada, the project scientist for Curiosity. I asked him to read some of the reactions.
That's so depressing. It's singing to itself and can only hear the music echoing through the empty Martian landscape.
And then there was this one.
It's literally an inanimate object. Why am I still crying?
Ashwin says he kind of gets where people are coming from.
It's got to be pretty lonely where Curiosity is in this vast crater with absolutely nothing except the sound of the wind and dust blowing around.
That's a recording of Martian wind. NASA changed it a little to make it audible. Sure, it's desolate on Mars, but Ashwin says we shouldn't be too worried. The humans at NASA stay in touch with Curiosity.
We say hi to it every morning and give it some productive things to do. So it's got some friends, but they're just not, directly around it.
Technologist Florence Tan says she does have an emotional reaction when she sees Curiosity. But for her, that emotion is pride.
When I look at Curiosity, I look at it as, I put that on Mars, I did that. And it's great. And we're getting great science. And it's also encouraging the next group of young people to be excited, right? It's giving people a sense of, I could do this too.
There's an interesting backstory to how the rover came to play a song. And even that is really about the robot's core function of doing science. Curiosity studies what chemicals are on Mars. The rover scoops up a little bit of Martian dirt, burns it to vapor, then sends the vapor to various sensors inside it. That's how we found out Mars has some ancient chemical ingredients for life, like nitrogen and carbon. The team prepared for all sorts of problems, like what if the Martian dirt clogs a pipe? To avoid that, scientists programmed the robot so the containers holding the dirt shake. That way, the dirt doesn't get stuck. Software developer Tom Nolan had to test the shaker by having it vibrate. And for a little extra fun, he had it not just vibrate, but vibrate rhythmically.
It's doing what the shaker was designed to do, but doing it in a kind of an unexpected way.
Tom is Florence's husband, and they made it play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and Beethoven's Fur Elise as a test in their lab.
Everybody was just bent over laughing. They thought this was the most hilarious thing, a piece of spaceflight hardware that was playing a little song. I guess it's engineer humor.
And that's how Curiosity was able to play a birthday song to itself. Planetary scientist Tanya Harrison says people may have had a strong reaction to that lonely song because rovers have eyes and arms.
You can think of it as something that is alive in some way, and it's acting as this emissary for us as humans on Mars since we can't get there ourselves just yet.
She worked on the previous Mars rover for NASA, and she says an emotional connection can be good. Last year, when the Mars rover Opportunity lost contact with Earth, the public rallied behind the little rover to get NASA to save it.
A lot of effort for NASA in terms of funding and what they decide to do really hinges on what the public is interested in and engaged in.
And last week, she was there when NASA made one last effort to try and get in touch with Opportunity.
Everybody went silent and just waited and watched this little screen where you would see a blip come up if we had heard something from the rover, kind of like, you know, watching for a heartbeat on a heart monitor or something like that. It didn't come.
The last message Opportunity sent back was cold, hard data on telemetry and power readings. But the general public embraced a different interpretation. My battery is low and it's getting dark.
The fact that people took that and tried to turn it into something very poetic coming from this machine on another planet, I think shows how much we're emoting with it and we're, you know, embodying it with emotions.
NASA, the European Space Agency, and China are all planning to send new rovers to Mars. Curiosity might not be all alone on the red planet for much longer.